My name's Crystal Oliver, and I'm currently running for state legislature in the 7th District. And to tell you a little bit about myself, I grew up in Spokane on the South Hill, and I spent about 13, after high school, I spent about 13 years in operations and sales management. At one point, I was overseeing a team of 120 employees. I have my bachelor's degree in organizational management from Whitworth University, and I'm currently pursuing my master's in public administration from Eastern. And the last 5 years I've spent as a licensed cannabis farmer in Spokane County, and that's really where I got drawn into politics and navigating the legislative and regulatory process associated with that.
Well, so tell me what you've learned in your 5 years in that business.
Yeah, so it's been... Also, I would say I've learned a lot. It's definitely been the education of a lifetime. One of the things that was really unique about our businesses is usually when you start a small business, there's these regulations that already exist, and then your business sort of plugs into those regulations. But with our businesses, these regulations didn't exist yet, so they had to be built from the ground up. And so through that process, I came to, well, very quickly I understood I need to get involved in this, in the development of these regulations if my business is going to be viable. For instance, one of the first issues that we had to deal with was Spokane County Commissioners passed an ordinance that had these really big setbacks that rendered 97% of our parcel unusable for cultivation. So we had to organize the farmers and interact with the county commissioners and push back on them. And ultimately, we sort of advocated for parity with swine farms, and that's what we ended up with there. But it's been the whole regulatory process and how some agencies really engage stakeholders and some don't. And that's been a really eye-opening experience in how large corporations and lobbyists influence those rules to make them less and less small business friendly has really been interesting to me as well.
So let me take a step back. What has made the cannabis industry an attractive one for you to get into?
Well, I'd have to say, I worked on the Initiative 502 campaign, and I would say I was drawn into that more along the lines of the social justice components, where we have the high arrest or the disparate arrest rates for African Americans. And so there were a lot of things about it that drew me in as far as the social justice component. And when we were working on the campaign, we didn't have any intentions of actually starting a business. But it wasn't until the rules came out and they were small business friendly and we took a look at them, and we just couldn't pass up on the opportunity to be the first to do something. And we had a 10-acre farm. We had a little bit of savings, so we felt like we wanted to continue being advocates and help with implementation.
So is your candidacy sort of a protest, maybe a bit of a strong word, but a way of trying to fix a regulatory system?
I wouldn't say it's that so much. I found that I really have like a talent for understanding and absorbing regulations and how they interact with one another. And I find that it's not necessarily an issue that I have as a marijuana farmer, but it's an issue that small business owners have throughout the state. And I identify that there are a lot of ways that even just the Administrative Procedures Act could be modified to be more small business friendly. And so I just find myself really attracted to the politics and the way that those systems work and the way that those systems are built, and feel that, I have something to offer there.
So have you sort of been following the way that the regulatory structure is being built in the state of Washington for cannabis?
Oh, well, absolutely. I've sat on several different work groups as well for different regulatory agencies. I sat on the State Building Code Council's technical advisory group as they were drafting the fire codes. I also served on Spokane Clean Air Agency's Marijuana Advisory Committee. I also currently sit on the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board's Advisory Council, as well as Spokane County's Voluntary Stewardship Work Group. So I've definitely played a very active role in engaging with those regulatory agencies as they're developing and discussing these regulations.
So in sort of following this myself as at the state level and the county level, it seems like the state has been, if not enthusiastic, at least willing to really work into, whereas the other counties have just been throwing roadblocks up. Do you see it that way as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, the industry has definitely been impacted by the different cities and counties that have adopted bans and moratoriums. And that, I would say, has been especially impactful to the farmers in our state, as it has severely limited the number of retail outlets that the farmers can sell their product. And I would say it's also encouraged, you know, the black market to continue to exist in our state, and also prevented those municipalities from enjoying some of the tax revenue that is available to cities and counties that allow stores to open.
Okay, so that's are there other issues that you've been touting on the campaign trail here?
Yeah, so I'm definitely passionate about small businesses and making, you know, regulations and legislation work for them. When in talking with my constituents in the 7th District, it's apparent that health, having access to affordable and having just access to health care is a huge issue for folks in the 7th District. So that's something that I'm also looking forward to working on in Olympia as well.
So a person who's running with a D behind their name in the 7th District is almost automatically suspect. How do you overcome that?
Well, I would say certainly I'm a Democrat, but I do would say I do have some sort of independent leanings as far as some of my thoughts on regulations in particular that I think some Republicans and conservatives definitely identify with. I have had some interesting experiences where I've gone and introduced myself to a fellow marijuana farmer up in Stevens County. And the first thing he said to me, "I hate Democrats." And then I went and talked to him a little about some of the thoughts that I had as far as how we can improve the situation for marijuana farmers in Washington. And he said, "Okay, well, let me have a sign. And I've got this highway frontage, so you can get me a really big sign." So I would say that so while I'm a Democrat, I am having some success with some Republicans and independents up there.
Do you ever think about running with an I behind your name instead? An independent or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm just curious because I've covered this area long enough that I know that if you've got a D behind your name, it's almost impossible to win.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly something that I considered, but I do identify with a lot of the Democratic Party platform, so I just feel like that's a better fit for me.
So tell me about your district. What's the 7th District like?
Well, it's beautiful for one. It's geographically it's very large, so it's a lot of driving to cover the district and go to the different events and meet folks there. It's very rural. Rural in nature. We've got a lot of folks who are engaged in, you know, cattle farming, other types of small farming, and
Okay. So, is there anything else that I didn't ask you about that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I guess as far as asking me, you know, or, you know, why I'm running or what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I'd say as far as, you know, why I'm running for office is, you know, I really have a strong desire to have a positive impact on the world that I live in. I found that I've had some success in bridging that gap between policymakers and farmers. And I really enjoy reading regulations and legislation and trying to come up with compromises between two different groups. And it's something that I feel that I'm good at and I enjoy doing. And I'd really like to increase the contribution that I'm making to my community. And I feel like serving in public office is a way that I can do that.
Why do you like reading regulation? What is it about it that turns you, I mean, that gets your passion going?
Yeah, well, I have sort of a background in system design, so I think that it kind of falls right in line with that. And especially when you're looking at, you know, from a small business perspective or even an individual perspective, you've got different regulatory agencies that all have to, you know, come together, and regulations can either dovetail or they can conflict. And just the idea of you tweak a couple words and it improves the situation for some folks. And it's very fascinating how much power those words have.
So what have you learned from serving on all these different advisory boards and other things that you've worked with both at the state and local levels? What has that taught you?
Well, it's taught me that there's not a lot of consistency between the different regulatory agencies in Washington State and how they interact and engage with stakeholders. And it's also taught me that whoever is chairing that committee or that agency has a huge impact on how that agency interacts with stakeholders. So, like, I could give you an example of the State Building Code Council. Their advisory group, when I sat on that, it was 50% stakeholders, 50% industry folks who would benefit or profit from increased regulations. But they went through the process and followed Robert's Rules of Order, and it was very democratic as we went through the regulations line by line. But other agency work groups that I've sat on haven't been as democratic or allowed that equal standing between the stakeholders and those who would profit from those regulations. So I'd like to see, I think, some more consistency across the board when it comes to how these agencies interact with small business owners.
Hmm. And do small business owners have, do a lot of small business owners have the time to work on those kinds of things? Or does it take, you're already working 60 hours a week and then you're going to add on to that?
Yeah, well, I think most small business owners, and the state, I would say, also doesn't make it especially easy to even keep up on the regulatory or legislative changes that are impacting your businesses. I think there's some improvements that could be made as far as how we communicate those changes to individuals. But, I mean, a small business owner, you're doing everything. You don't have time to be watching what they're doing in Olympia or at the local level all the time. I would say that I've certainly spent a good amount of time participating in those work groups. And I wouldn't expect most small business owners to be able to do that.